Hello, everyone listening, tuning in on the airwaves, coming to you live from Earth City. Well, this isn't live. Coming to you pre-recorded from Earth City, Missouri. We are in the Hecker hot seat. We don't have actual seats out here, so we are literally sitting on the ground per Chris Long's request. Chris, great to have you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. This pose is really relaxing. It's good to get off my feet after practice, so I appreciate having the opportunity to come on this radio program.
Okay, now this is radio, so all the folks can't literally see you, but if I were to describe it, it's more of a kind of swagged out crisscross applesauce.
I look like I'm in preschool.
Definitely. Ready to answer some questions, bud?
Yep.
All right, this is going to be rapid fire just off the top. Let's see how you do. We're just going to start with some favorites. Favorite food?
Hamburgers.
Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite vacation spot?
Montana.
More specific?
Flathead Lake, Polson, Montana.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Favorite movie?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Favorite Rams teammate?
William Hayes.
Favorite redhead on the team?
Jake McQuaid.
Favorite redheaded punter on the team?
Jimmy Lake?
Man, that hurts my feelings. I was trying to point you in some direction right there, but yeah, that didn't really work out.
Oh, wait. Oh, I forgot one. There is one other one. Johnny Hecker.
Booyah. There we go. Ding, ding, ding. I still feel pretty slighted. Favorite childhood toy?
My WWF ring that I filled with WWF action figures. Which is a dynamite lead-in opportunity for what I see on your notes.
Such a lead-in to my next question. He saw exactly what I was going to ask him. Okay, so it's you and your brother Kyle in a tag team. What professional wrestlers, past or present, are you showing up against in the ring?
I would go with the Iron Sheik and Stone Cold Steve Austin, who I recently challenged in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but I think he big-timed me. The 24 hours is up.
Stone Cold don't give a damn.
It was stone cold.
He just treated you so cold. Okay. I mean, why would you pick that matchup?
I mean, I think they're awesome. I grew up watching Stone Cold pour beers on people's heads and then Stone Cold stun them. I remember when he stunned the entire McMahon family, and it was like the greatest thing I've ever seen. He had a beer with all of them,
and Stone Cold
stunned them all, the women, children, everybody.
And nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe. And the Iron Sheik, he's actually a real-life badass. So it'd be fun to get in the ring with him, too. So that'd be a good match.
Okay. That's a great answer. I think everyone's going to be really happy to hear that. Pre-game rituals?
For me? Golly.
Aside from listening to Lil Boosie.
Yeah, well, obviously that. Now, I do listen to Stairway to Heaven right before I go out because it's kind of a – I don't know. It's weird. I heard my pops used to listen to it back in the day, so I'm trying to channel into that a little bit, and I started doing it a few years back, and it's a pretty tight song. It's a cool rock and roll song. Builds up, and right before you hit the tunnel around the six-minute mark, you're really at the all-time high there.
So you're actually, like, in heaven?
No, heaven. Yeah, heaven would be, yeah, I see the metaphor. It would be getting out there on game day. So I'm on the stairway, escalator, while I'm in the locker room. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. If not football, what?
If I never played football?
Yeah, if you weren't a professional football player or model or just super rich overall guy, what would you be?
I would be a river god.
River god, you'd guide rivers.
I would guide people down rivers.
Oh, so a people guide.
Yeah, people guide on rivers, okay. A river people guide.
That's a great answer. Man,
I'd be a river monster.
Wow, I like that. That's really good. We had people tweet in some questions. I told you I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and break that promise, and I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Just because I know that my word pretty much means nothing to you.
I'm getting tight in this position.
I understand. You can uncrisscross that applesauce,
right,
son.
There we go.
Okay. I got to get real close here. I'm not sure if we can read these. Who's your favorite brother, Kyle or Jake?
Howie Long, Sr.
Because Jake is not your brother.
No, Jake is not my brother.
Uninformed Nate Latch. At Nate Latch. Terrible question. Sorry about that, bud. Okay, that one's inappropriate. That one is also inappropriate. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
None. It's a stupid question.
Answer is 12.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Who wins in a fight between a chocolate cake and an apple?
Apple goes right through the chocolate cake, splatters it against the wall.
For those that don't know, Chris is one of the healthiest eaters on the team, so that's probably a very fitting answer for you.
Yep.
Pirates or ninjas?
Ninjas seem cooler, but I'd rather be a pirate.
Why?
Less discipline.
I like that. I like that. Just kind of just blowing in the wind, dust in the wind, if you could say. At I'm the Treat, Luke Treat asked, who's the toughest defensive lineman on the team?
Toughest? Is in toughest to block, Robert Quinn. Physically toughest, I'm saying me. I think I win in all toughness competitions against my counterparts.
He's lying to himself, folks. You heard it here first. It's probably Will Hayes. What is the best FIFA formation and why? Asked Landon Dashcombe.
It's kind of boring, but 4-4-2 because I really like using wings. And wing play is really important to me. I like to work the sides. Serpentine.
Okay. If you just had to give me a couple of your favorite, names as you hear them on FIFA, what would be your favorite ones to hear? But you got to give it to me in the accent of the commentators.
Lewandowski! You know that one well.
You suck.
Yeah, Lewandowski, Aubameyang. That's fine.
Is it funny that a lot of people don't really know how to say any of their names without an English accent because of FIFA and the way the commentators pronounce them?
Yeah, it's funny. People get to know the game by FIFA. That's kind of how I grew up on soccer was FIFA, so I totally get it.
Chris, you have been a very gracious host, and
I'm not the host.
You've been a very gracious guest. Thank you for correcting me. I'm really sorry about that.
Everybody starts somewhere in radio.
Yeah, this is my second show ever, so I really appreciate you coming on and giving me some clout.
Is this live?
This is indeed not live. Pre-recorded from Rams practice on Tuesday.